ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this Monday, January 12th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Celebrating my 68th birthday today. Same birthday as Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern. Dave Agerman calls me the Rush Limbaugh of Michigan. Thank you very much, Dave and Barb. Thank you, Barb, for texting me happy birthday. I got to get you and Dave stored in my calendar. For some reason, I don't know why, I don't have your birthdays and your anniversary stored in my phone. So, Barb, if you're listening, text me your birthday, Dave's birthday, and your anniversary. And I'll put it in my show calendar so I can make announcements. Thank you, Barb. Greatly appreciate you sending me happy birthday. Well, you heard me say see on Tuesday because I was going to be downstate having to take care of some business today, and I was going to have Friday show repeat today from 9 to noon. Well, things got shifted, got changed, so I'm here live on my birthday celebrating with you guys. Got a text message from Dar Olson in 22 minutes. You guys, well, 21 minutes now. You got time to get over to the courthouse in Sheboygan, Judge Gauthier's courtroom. Dar sent me a text message wishing everybody a happy new year. A few residents of Grant Township in Sheboygan County have filed a lawsuit against EDPR and Sheboygan County because of an approval of a 1,700-acre industrial solar park with 270,000 solar panels on what was previously zoned protected field and stream. It was rezoned as industrial to allow the, quote, Northern Waters Solar Park project, end quote. The hearing is this Monday, January 12th at 9:30 a.m., at the Sheboygan County Courthouse in front of Judge Gauthier. I'm writing to ask if you'd be willing to attend this hearing in support of stopping this project. Extensive research has been done on the environmental hazards of this project. In addition, we have a letter from Congressman Jack Bergman written directly to Judge Gauthier in support of our lawsuit to stop the project. We also received a letter from our state representative, Cam Cavett, in support of our lawsuit as well. If you have any questions, please contact DM Compton at protonmail.com. If you're unable to attend, we would welcome your prayers. Thank you, Dawn Compton. Now, Dar sent me that from Dawn. But basically, they filed a lawsuit to stop this solar project in Grant Township, Sheboygan County. You got 19 minutes, folks, 9:30, to get over to Judge Gauthier's courthouse. Even if you're a couple minutes late, you need to go this morning and support these patriots. They went ahead and allowed the Planning Commission, Zoning Commission to approve it. Now it's time to stop it in Judge Gauthier's courtroom. Again, it starts at 9:30. So you got right now about 18 minutes. Stop what you're doing. I don't care what you're doing at home. This is important. This is all hands on deck, call to action. You need to get there this morning. Short break. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment, hour one. So again, 15 minutes to get over to the courthouse in downtown Sheboygan, Judge Gauthier's courtroom. You don't have to go and speak. Just show up, show your support. If somebody does address the judge, be respectful. But if they speak in support of this lawsuit to stop this solar panel project in Grant Township, Sheboygan County, you can politely applaud. Now, the judge may ask you to stop. He may even bang his gavel. Out of order, out of order. I don't want any audience participation. Be totally respectful of Judge Gauthier. Whatever he wants to do, however he wants to run his courtroom. That's his prerogative. But you can show up in numbers in mass to show your support. So thank you, Dar, for sending me that. Thank you, Dawn, for writing it. And again, if you can, get over there at 9:30, 9:45, whenever you can show up at the Sheboygan County Courthouse, Judge Gauthier's courtroom. Want to mention again on Sundays, if you're used to getting up for work anyway, 7:30 to 8, the Flatline with Rick Hughes. Greatly appreciate if you would listen to that show. 10 living biblical principles to live your life by. Also, he provides a ton of free materials. All you have to do is call him, email him, send him a letter. He loves snail mail. He loves to see handwritten letters. Rick Hughes Ministries down in Cropwell, Alabama. If you would like his contact information, just text me, Rick, R-I-C-K. I'll have it stored in my phone. I'll send you his contact information. Very simple. RickHughesMinistries.org is his website. Rick Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, Ministries.org. You can email him right from your phone, rick@rickhughesministries.org, or you can send him a letter, P.O. Box 100, Crop, C-R-O-P, Well, Cropwell, Alabama, 35054, or you can even call him, 800-831-0718. If there's any materials on his website, you can order them for free and he'll mail them to you. Great, great show. Sunday mornings, 7:30 to 8. Just get up. It's going to be airing on the entire Patriot Voice radio network, the radio station, both websites and both phone apps. So you can listen to it anywhere. Simple Radio, TuneIn Radio, YourDefendingFathers.com, the radio station's website, WCHY.US, or on 97.7 FM. So again, if you'd like his information, just text me, Rick, and I'll send it to you. Got a breaking news story this morning, news alert, and it's really, really funny because I was thinking about this after talking about it last week's show, when we mentioned the potential rumors that are floating around Lansing that former Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard, who's running for governor, might be dropping out of the governor's race and announced that he's running for Supreme Court at the upcoming endorsement convention on March 28th in Novi. Well, there was also during that show announcement that the potential of Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, that he may be dropping out of the governor's race on the Democrat side and announced that he's running for some other seat. Well, kind of interesting, because this morning I got a text alert that, in fact, it's official. 8:09 this morning, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II announced today he was ending his gubernatorial campaign and will run for Secretary of State instead on the Democrat ticket. In his video announcement, Gilchrist thanked Michiganders for their support in his race for governor and has redoubled his commitment to continue to standing tall for Michigan. The guy is what, like 6'10"? He's tall. He's really tall. So it's official. Now it's down to Jocelyn Benson and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson running for the Democrat nomination to run for governor in next year's November, or this year. I keep saying this. This year, Randy, it's 2026, dude. Yes, November 3rd, general election. Who will the Democrats pick in the August 4th primary? Will it be Jocelyn Benson, or will it be Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson to run against the Republican nominee, as well as independent candidate, Democrat, former mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan? So we'll see how this now shakes out, but head-to-head race, honestly, I think Chris Swanson might beat Jocelyn Benson head-to-head. And it does something else. It will keep the Democrats home on their side of the ballot, on the Democrat side, in the August 4th primary. Now, why do I say that? Well, very simply, they have a candidate to choose for U.S. Senator, because there's a couple of folks running for it on the Democrat side. And now, head-to-head, Chris Swanson against Jocelyn Benson for governor. What does that mean, folks? Well, what that means is that the Republicans will have a true Republican primary, because the Democrats can't cross over and vote for the weakest Republican gubernatorial candidate. They've got to stay on their side of the ballot and vote for either Jocelyn Benson or Chris Swanson, as well as the U.S. Senate primary race. This year, folks, the Republicans have a real opportunity to pick a real Republican conservative candidate to represent them in November and potentially be the next governor of the state of Michigan. With the Democrats not able to cross over, the independents out there will probably vote in the Democrat race, because they want the weakest candidate to run against Mike Duggan as the independent. Some, though, could vote Republican side, but I doubt it. I think they would vote for probably Chris Swanson, the sheriff, who's got less name recognition than the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who's been on the statewide ballot not once but twice, running for Secretary of State, 2018 and again in 2022. So if the independents out there are smart, they would vote for Chris Swanson and vote for the other Democrat candidates in the August 4th primary, wanting Chris Swanson to be the candidate, not the well-known Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. So pretty interesting development this morning. We'll see where this goes, but very, very, very interesting dynamic shaping up. So, yeah, we'll see exactly where this ends up going. Now, one of the things that you have to think about as well in this primary race, now that Garland Gilchrist is out announcing that he's running for Secretary of State, that's almost going to put the end to all these other wannabes. Barb Byram, the Ingham County clerk, former liberal, progressive, communist state representative who's been the county clerk there in Ingham County for a while, she announced she was running for Secretary of State. Well, that race is pretty much over. I know there's even a few other names out there, but yeah, not going to happen. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, for the last 7 years with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, statewide name recognition as a Democrat, he's got it. April 4th will be a complete formality. Democrats will get behind him. Governor Gretchen Whitmer will probably come out and endorse him for Secretary of State. It's game over, people. Absolutely game over. So, big, big announcement this morning. Completely surprising a few. Not surprising us, though, because we talked about it last week on the radio. His lackluster campaigning for governor, him not really out there pounding the pavement, not raising a ton of money. Well, he's announcing now Secretary of State, and he has it pretty much in the bag as far as I'm concerned. So we'll continue to watch this race even closer now, especially for the Democrat gubernatorial candidates, Jocelyn Benson and Chris Swanson. Let's see if either one of them come out with an announcement of their own regarding the lieutenant governor getting out of their race and running for Secretary of State. So we'll see where this all goes. One of the things that one of the other things in that process is, and I have a question, and I guess I'm going to have to reach out to Jennifer Standifer, that can Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, can he use the money he raised running for governor, can he now use that money for his Secretary of State race? Kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. Well, it's going to be a new race also, not only in the Secretary of State's race on the Democrat side, but it could end up affecting the Republican nominee as well. Let me explain. The candidates running right now on the Republican side so far, Monica Yatuma, Amanda Love, and Macomb County Clerk Anthony Ferlini. Who do we think would be the best person to run against Garland Gilchrist in November? That's something now that has to be talked about on the Republican side. So we'll talk with Monica Yatuma about that on Friday and see how she feels about her chances of raising money and being able to beat the lieutenant governor in November. Major announcement, major shakeup in Michigan politics. Bottom of the hour break of hour number one. We'll be right back.